Good evening, and welcome to Behind the Mask. I'm your host, Ed English, and this week is kind of an open forum. Kind of got a lot of different topics to talk about. The chat room is open, and the phone lines are open as always at 646-200-4071. We always welcome callers. First thing I wanted to talk about was last week's show. We had several folks on who were talking about a story that had broke a couple weeks prior regarding a man. His name was Mike Myers, or Meyer, excuse me, who was a St. Louis suburb resident who had had much of his Superman collection stolen, several hundred comics and a lot of his collectibles. And the good news is that apparently karma works, because Mike Meyer was able to get all of his stolen items back. Michael Baldwin from Graphically had posted a link to the stlouistoday.com website that ran the story from the Post-Dispatch. Jennifer Mann, who I believe is the reporter who covered the story originally, reported that the theft was solved and the collection returned. Mr. Meyer, Granite City is the name of the suburb which he lives, had invited a former coworker, or actually a former coworker kind of invited himself over and took advantage of Mr. Meyer and had stolen much of his collection while Mr. Meyer was watching a movie. Just want to read a little bit of the story from Jennifer Mann from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Granite City police say that they have nabbed the man who robbed a vulnerable Superman collector of many of his favorite items. The accused thief, Jerry Armbruster, 37, of the 2200 block of Iowa Street in Granite City, was charged today after police said they caught him on Thursday forcibly robbing an elderly male with jewelry and money. Police said their investigation of that more recent incident allowed them to link Armbruster to the Superman theft, which occurred 2 weeks ago and captured attention across the country. So I guess my biggest thing is that it took this other crime of somebody actually being physically robbed for them to make progress in the case of Mr. Myers' stolen collectibles. You know, it wasn't like it was an unknown crime. Mr. Meyer had identified who the culprit was, and obviously, that to me, if you've got an eyewitness, that definitely would be cause to search for the stolen items. Last week we talked about the outpouring of support from the comic community. NerdCaravan.com podcast had picked up the story, and a gentleman by the name of Bill Smith, who was a friend of the victim, had put his address out there for anybody who wanted to support Mr. Meyer, and apparently there had been a large outpouring of support. Mr. Smith said that on his first trip, he had some 50 items packages, cards and letters to packages with comics and collectibles. To go on, because of all that outpouring, even though Mr. Meyer had gotten his collection back, he's taking all of the items that people have sent to him in support of him and paying it forward, so to speak. To continue on the article that about the return of his items, dozens of people called and emailed looking for ways to help Meyer replenish the collection. Donations started coming in from Florida, Colorado, Alaska, Canada, UK, and Australia. I told my wife, and we were literally in tears because we felt so bad about what happened, said Ben Bittner of Shakopee, Minnesota, who has a brother with special needs, and said of Meyer's story, I don't think it could have hit any closer to home. Further in the article, talks about a Facebook page that was dedicated to Mike Meyer, had more than 2,100 likes, that celebrities and publicists that were tied to Superman films were reaching out to him. The officials in Cleveland, Ohio, were offering a tour of the house where Joe Shuster had created Superman, and also the folks in Metropolis, Illinois, which is the home of the Superman annual Superman Festival, were planning to help him as well. A gentleman by the name of John Bogdanova, I hope I didn't butcher that, who did a lot of artwork on the Man of Steel comic book back in the 90s, had done some original artwork for him and sent it to him. And but then on Thursday, when the police delivered all of the stolen items to Mr. Meyer, with news that they had arrested Mr. Armbruster. He had been charged with residential burglary and then one robbery and burglary for the incident with the elderly man. Mr. Meyer was quoted as saying, I felt very happy and felt justice was served. And as far as the Superman collection, it says that Meyer now has close to double of what he had lost. And Mr. Smith has at least 40 more packages, probably more since the writing of this article, to be delivered. Meyer said that he wants to take the donations and give them to charity, possibly delivering them to a children's hospital. People were generous to me. This is how I can be generous in return, he said. So that's pretty cool that, you know, karma came around and that Mr. Meyer's paying it forward with the things that he had received. And thanks to Michael Baldwin for passing that link along in his newsletter. And also, along with that in his newsletter, apparently Graphically is making a Facebook interaction app. Any creator, publisher, or fan can embed a comic directly into their Facebook page. Apparently several publishers, comic publishers, are already using the Graphically on Facebook. RKI, Top Cow, and Red 5 have already put it into use. So definitely check out the Graphically on Facebook app. They actually have their own page where they let you link and embed the comics there. So that's interesting news too. Speaking of comics, this past weekend was the Cincinnati Comic Expo, the second annual, organized and orchestrated by Andrew Satterfield and Matt Bredesteggy, who I've had on the show before. This year it was in the Duke Energy Center, which I must say that location was super convenient. Probably, you know, a couple hundred yards, if that, off the highway, with bountiful parking all around. And being downtown is also access to, you know, other downtown establishments, eating establishments, et cetera. Just so happened that it was the same weekend as the Cincinnati Oktoberfest. So it was a pretty crowded streets going downtown. As we were walking to lunch, I was fortunate enough to catch Mr. George Wendt, who you might know as Norm from Cheers, happened to be downtown to do a book signing. And that was an interesting opportunity to meet him. But as far as the the folks who were present at the Cincinnati Comic Expo, I was thoroughly impressed. The venue itself, I was on the third floor, but the escalators were incredibly helpful. There was a panel room on the second floor that had several cool panels going on. We arrived just in time to sit in on the digital panel that was chaired by Michael Uslan, who was the keynote speaker last year, and his son, David Uslan, who works for Graphically, as well as a couple other contributors, including Tom Zaylor, who writes and draws Love and Capes, which is a pretty cool comic. They also had a Captain America retrospective with several other authors and artists who had participated in Captain America. Alan Bellman returned again this year, who was an artist from back in the 40s. Butch Geist, Mitch Breitweiser, and Elizabeth Breitweiser also contributed to that panel. And then there was a spotlight, the keynote, I guess, the key guest this year was Jim Steranko, who is an Eisner Hall of Fame writer, illustrator, filmmaker. I was delighted to find out that apparently he had participated as a escape artist early in his life, which was kind of cool. And I was fortunate enough to get his signature on my Marvel collection book called by Les Daniels, The History of Marvel. There was a page specifically about Jim Steranko, and I had him sign that for me. A personal note, this was my daughter's first comic convention, and while she displayed some, I'll say, hesitance early on because she didn't know what to expect. She's not a big comic book reader, but she was, after I told her she didn't have a choice, she had to go, then she was all about participating in the costume contest, and she was all about getting autographs and whatnot from all of the artists that were there. There were three posters this year. I believe they had two last year, one by Mr. Bellman and one by Dave Akins, who is of note for drawing for SpongeBob for Nickelodeon. But this year they had one by Jim Steranko, one by Jose Delbo that was featured Wonder Woman with also Batman and Robin were made an appearance. I think maybe even Batgirl in that particular poster. And then the third poster was drawn by a gentleman by the name of Luke Smarto, who I was unfamiliar with, but he's from Chicago. And his poster was a more, I guess, cartoony caricature type style of a lot of the female heroes and villains from comicdom. So we were able to get all of our posters signed. My daughter was very enthusiastic about having items personalized directly to her. So that was a good time. She was got a little bit bored, but she enjoyed looking around. Oh, and she loved all of the vendors who were selling pins. She has a pin hat and has added about a dozen comic related pins to that hat now. But it was very well put together. Andrew ran a good show. I got to see a lot of the same folks that saw last year. I didn't get a chance to stop by and see the folks from Old World Comics, Daniel Fraser. I saw him at a distance, but didn't get a chance to speak with him. I did get a chance to chat a little bit with Tony Maiello, who we've also had on the show, who is one of the coordinators of the Detroit Fan Fair show, which is happening this weekend in Detroit at the got to get the name of the place correct. It's at also at a different location. It's at the Cobo Conference and Exhibition Center in downtown Detroit. They've got several people coming as well. A lot of the same folks that were featured here in Cincinnati are going to be up there. But also, they've got Peter Weller coming, Ted Raimi, Thomas Jane, Bruce Campbell, Kelly Hu, Adam Baldwin, Stephen Yoon, and several others that you might know from television and film. And then, of course, a lot of great comic creators, Eric Adams, Dave Aikens. Eric Adams is one of the fellows who was on the digital panel that I got to sit down. Eric Pasadua, who has done a lot of stuff for Zenoscope. I got to meet him in New York last year. Jim Beard. I mean, just on and on. They've got pages and pages of contributors. So you can check them out at www.detroitfanfare.com. And if you get a chance to get there, by all means do. They put on a great show last year, and I'm sure that they're going to have an even bigger and better show this year. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go to Detroit this year because I have another opportunity in front of me. My wife, who, if you listen to the show prior to mine, is involved in the reading industry and book industry, and was invited to speak at the Women's Fiction Festival in Matera, Italy, which apparently is one of the earliest known settlements or villages in the world as far as history goes. And the hotel that we're staying in apparently is built in one of the early living establishments, which were built in caves. So looking forward to that. We're leaving tomorrow and flying to Rome. I'm going to visit a friend of mine there who has who I grew up with, who has a place close to Rome there. And so because of that, I won't get to see the Detroit Fan Fair this year, but I think it's a pretty good trade-off. And get to visit Rome, get to visit Matera. But I'll definitely try to hit Detroit up again next year. Also, because of the trip, I will not be having a Behind the Mask show next week on Thursday. But I will be back on... let me double check the date. I believe it's October 6th. Yes, it is October 6th. I will have a friend of the show, Anne Elizabeth, on, who will be promoting the release of her second graphic novel, the sequel to her first called Pulse of Power. The new one is called The Pendulum. And she's actually, that's releasing on the following weekend for New York Comic Con. She's actually timed that release special for that. You'll have to forgive my new Chihuahua Chico. He's a little disheartened because he can't jump up to be with the other dogs. He's a little short-legged. So he's just expressing his discontent. And looking forward to having Anne Elizabeth on October 6th to talk about The Pendulum. That's being released from, if I'm not mistaken, Sea Lion Books. And that's going to be featured in again at New York Comic Con the following weekend. Sea Lion's doing an awful lot of stuff lately, and I've actually seen several of their press releases. They're doing a big project. If you've got a young adult reader in your house, you've probably heard about Becca Fitzpatrick, her Hush Hush series. They're doing the comic adaptation for that. They've posted a press release for an interview that CBR did with her. They've got the Pariah series that Aaron Werner did that they're working on. Just a lot of stuff going on at Sea Lion. So be looking out for that. The other thing I wanted to talk about was DC's New 52, which I'm sure if you're into comic books, you've heard about. I unfortunately have not had a chance to pick up any of the new issues, but looking at the DC Universe blog, which is at dcu.blog.dccomics.com, they've got a feature about the New 52, and basically it's a reinventing, a restarting of 52 titles in the DC Universe, all at number one. And it's good to see that they haven't given up on some of the things that older comic book readers might enjoy. For instance, they've got Demon Knights featuring the Demon. Animal Man has his own title. They've got All-Star Western. Number one is featuring Jonah Hex. They've got a new one called DC Universe Presents, and it's featuring Dead Man. So they've got a lot of stuff that is appealing. And, of course, they've got, four Superman-related titles and 11 titles from the Batman universe, 4 from Green Lantern, 11 that are Justice League-related, 7 from what they call the Dark, 9 from what they call the Edge, and then 6 that are from the Young Justice line. A friend of mine has picked up most of all the titles that have come out so far. The folks over at Screen Rant, if you go to screenrant.com, they did a whole week-by-week walkthrough of the New 52 and kind of gave a summary of their recommendations of the titles to definitely pick up, what you can wait to hear from your friends about, because they're kind of undecided, and the things that they particularly didn't like. Now, the guy, Ben Moore, says this is all his opinion, but of the titles, I talked to my friend Chad O'Rourke, who's been on the show to talk about movies. He has picked up every New 52 title that has come out so far, and basically said he was disappointed in all but 3 of them, surprisingly. The ones that he has liked so far are Animal Man, Batgirl, and the Justice League, but he's really looking forward to the new Batman title. He hasn't had a chance to read his most recent acquisitions, but he's looking forward to Batman. I personally, now that I've read a little bit more about the titles that they've got going on, definitely want to hit the comic book store. Nightwing is one of my favorite characters, Dick Grayson. Whether he was Robin or Nightwing, has always been one of my favorite comic characters. So I'm looking forward to picking up Nightwing number one. I love the costume. I might even think about doing the costume contest at Cincinnati Comic Expo next year as Nightwing. By the way, I want to throw out kudos to the couple who came as Wildcat and Power Girl. Definitely excellent costumes. They came as Batgirl and Red Robin last year. I didn't recognize them at first, but after I put two and two together, I realized it. But definitely looking forward to Nightwing and Batman. And Batman the Dark Knight and Batman and Robin. And I've always been interested in Birds of Prey, so I'd like to check that out. And Red Hood and the Outlaws. I didn't really read much in the Red Hood storyline, but I would like to check it out. Also want to check out Green Arrow, number one. He's been one of my favorite characters for a long time. Stormwatch and the Grifter, who I believe was one of Jim Lee's early characters at Image. Grifter's got his own book, Deathstroke the Terminator. If you like Slade Wilson, he's got his own book. And then Teen Titans, number one. It's a lot of the new, younger characters from the Young Justice line. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And checking out Hawk and Dove. I was a Hawk and Dove fan back in, I started collecting in the late 70s, early 80s, and went back and tried to pick up a lot of the stuff that had come out. So I really liked Hawk and Dove, so I want to check that out. So definitely, if you haven't had a chance, get out and check out the releases of DC's The New 52 for yourself. Go over to SeaLionBooks.com to check out what they've got going on with a lot of the new novel adaptations, and Anne Elizabeth's The Pendulum, which is coming out soon. If you want, you can check out womensfictionfestival.com, because that's where I will be accompanying my wife later next week, the 29th of September through October 2nd in Matera, Italy. So look forward to that. Check out, again, DetroitFanfare.com. And if you want to see what you missed at Cincinnati, go to CincinnatiComicExpo.com. I'm sure that Andrew Satterfield and Matt Bratistegi will probably be starting on next year's Comic Expo as soon as they recover from this year's. So, again, won't have a show next week, but we'll be back to talk The Pendulum. If you get a chance, don't forget that Thor is out on DVD and Blu-ray, as is, I believe, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. So there's some sci-fi stuff and comic-related movies that you can pick up. And got Real Steel coming with Hugh Jackman soon that I'm definitely looking forward to seeing. That's sci-fi. So thanks for joining me here on Behind the Mask. A little short this week, and I enjoyed filling you in on all of the happenings that we've been going on the last couple weeks and what's to come. And I'll see you again in 2 weeks on October 6th here on Behind the Mask. Thank you, and have a good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.